I was stalked for 4 years between 2008 and 2012, and I gave evidence as part of the stalking law reform campaign.
And how did you feel being stalked? How did it impact your life?
It completely takes over your life. It becomes everything that your life is, actually. Yeah, it's a horrific experience, and I was lucky enough to have a very good support network. I was in and out of police stations. I was also working part-time, as you know. It is, as they were saying in the conference just now, it's impossible to concentrate, to work, to focus on normal everyday life. All you can think about is when he might turn up, when I might get murdered, why the police aren't taking it seriously enough, and yeah, it's all consuming.
Sort of brings me on to my next question. Why do you think it isn't taken seriously enough as a crime?
I don't think people understand the severity of it. I think we heard a presentation earlier where they said we need to recognise the pretty simple message that it's about fixation and obsession. And those two things combined, or you know, are extremely dangerous, and that's not being recognised. And it's a social problem as well as a problem for agencies recognising that and able to support victims.
Do you think enough's being done to raise awareness of it? Obviously, it's Stalking Awareness Week this week.
That's right.
Do you think that's a good thing?
It's a great thing. That's what we need to do. I was asked earlier about whether we needed more legislation. I don't think we really do. I think that we need a lot more training and awareness raising. We need to be talking about it endlessly, because the legislation that is in place needs to be appropriately applied, and it would be more so if the people were recognising it for what it is.
And have you seen differences in how stalking is treated by, for example, police since your case?
No, it hasn't changed. And, you know, I don't want to keep banging on about criticising the police, but unfortunately, things haven't changed, and we are, you know, if you make a complaint, you might get an apology and they will recognise that, you know, the way that you treated wasn't acceptable. But that being fobbed off constantly is happening all the time. That's happening a lot. And so that's quite disappointing, I think, that those messages aren't getting to where they need to be until they're, you know, until something significant happens and the focus is on the police to work better.